Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We are glad to be back with you. You know, one of the things that we like to do on these episodes is give you some things where you can kind of work on yourself, maybe some things that you can think about. How do we change this? How do I apply this in my life? That sort of thing. But we want to give you today, we want to talk about some tools to help you do some checkups, not only on yourself, but on your other teammates as well. So, Greg, you and I are both a big fan of preventative care. You know, it's a lot better to go to the doctor and get that checkup when you're healthy and head things off before there's a problem than to show up at the ER after there's a problem and you're trying to catch up on those things. But in our leadership, we've both done quite a bit in our personal lives with taking some different assessments. Mm-hmm. What's been the value of that for you personally?
Well, I think one of the things that we've learned in our journey as leaders is it's one thing to have intuition, one thing to get a recommendation. It's kind of like the Better Business Bureau. It says the motel is beautiful and has the hotel's got pool, and you're like, that's not a pool. That's a pond right now. It's green. Yeah. So I think assessments kind of elevate our ability to see.
Yes.
And place people in the right seats. And so that's one thing I'll challenge you to share with the audience is, so when do we use an assessment? What does an assessment do for us as we're sort of building our team, personally developing our people?
Sure. Well, I like... In the Bible, James uses the analogy of the Bible being like a mirror. That you know, we look at it and then we can see something, but then we're supposed to do something with it. I mean, it's obviously kind of foolish if you look in the mirror and your tie knot is like way over here and you just go, okay, well, there it is, and you walk away and
it's tied.
Right, and you don't fix it. So I think that's the first thing with the assessments. They're not going to be of really any value to you unless you're going to be willing to do something with what you discover. Mm-hmm. If you just say, well, I just took the assessment. And I hear a lot of people sometimes they're like, well, yeah, I took the DISC and this is my score. Okay, and then what? What did you do after that? Well, what do you mean? What did I do? Mm-hmm. So I think that before you start taking the assessment, you really need to come into it with the attitude of, if this shows me something, I need to take a harder look.
Am I willing?
Yeah.
Am I willing?
Yeah. I think there's some humility in doing that.
Yeah.
To be able to make that change.
Well, and they make these assessments so readily available.
Yes.
And quite easy, mm-hmm. To implement, whether you're developing a team or you're hiring someone to come and join your team and you want to make sure it's the right fit, et cetera, or they have the competencies and character to do it. You talked about DISC. There's a lot of others, and we're really not promoting a type of tool.
Right.
But I think the other part that maybe I would challenge you to share, Craig, is sometimes leaders get it wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, I've known him forever. She and I grew up in the same church. I've seen her. She's legit. And maybe it kind of gives you that, you talked about like a preventative health, sort of that benchmark. All right, so you have a little shoulder arthritis now at 40 years old, at 60, what will it be? Mm-hmm. Well, I can go back to that x-ray and say, hey,
yeah,
it's getting a little worse.
Yes.
So with assessments, how do we use that for our people, ourselves included, that actually it's not a threat and it's not just a check the box?
Sure. Well, this is one of the things, I've shared this with you before, when I first became a pastor, this is what I said to kind of arrangement that I made with God. When I, as a pastor, when I stand up before my congregation, I didn't want to come in like this and say, you people need to listen to this. I wanted to say, as I study during the week, God, I want you to speak to my heart. I want your finger to come here and you deal with me. And then the lessons that I learn, then I can come and I can share them and say, this is how God dealt with me on this. And perhaps you can find something. Right. And I think that has to be the very first step with the assessments, is that I have to get some windows of insight into myself. Because just like, you show up to do a keynote address, you probably don't, before you go in there, most of the time you're not going to say, hey, what language does everybody speak? Right. You show up with your slides all in English, and you are prepared to speak in English. So it's the same thing. We make a lot of assumptions when we talk to people that they get what we're saying. And I think when you take an assessment, you realize, hey, I'm only one blend. There's all these other different things. That means if I just speak in my native tongue, there are maybe 75% of the people that aren't getting it. I'm not truly on their wavelength. So that's why I think you have to start off at the beginning is take this assessment so that I get a window of insight into myself. And now I'm in a better place to be able to speak to my team members even before they take the same assessment.
Right. Maybe take a step back and share with the audience why, what's the goal? Why would the assessment have a reason or a goal behind it? And maybe give an example of how you used it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you and I have talked so many times on these episodes about team. We talk about team all the time. Well, a team has to mean that we got the same playbook that like just off the top of your head, say, pick a pass route in football. What would be the same pass route, but it'd be different names that different teams would call it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, that's a seven. What else is somebody going to call it?
Could be a post route.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Or a shallow post.
Right. And we all have to be on the same page because I'm saying what I know and you are hearing the words, but you're going, okay, so I think that it means this. And then later on, I'm getting frustrated. Why aren't you doing what I said? Well, I did do what you said. No, you didn't. And you're like, whoosh, you're missing each other. So I think that that has to be the goal for the assessments. Knowledge by itself doesn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you say, I love my team, I want us to grow as a team, I want the individuals to all excel. And so that means I need to put them in a place where they're going to feel successful. I want to set them up for success. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why you take those assessments is to figure out, this is where they're going to be successful. This is what I have to say or do that's going to be on their wavelength so that they get it. And then by doing that, the whole team begins to coalesce and work becomes fun then because you're winning. It's a lot more fun to win and to see that growth. So that has to be, I think, the goal behind it is that we're all going to get better. We're all going to move forward.
That's well said. Yeah, I think the one part that maybe we need to take a little air out of the balloon regarding the assessments, I just did one for a team of 10 leaders in a business, and a couple of them asked, what were the results? Were they okay?
Huh.
I said, that's how God made you.
Right.
It we're just bringing out your strengths or how you work or what you're interested in and you're gifted. Not so much personality, but how do you lead? How do you live? And I had to reassure them. So maybe that's maybe the humble part you started with 5 minutes ago was you got to be okay, like to do like self-analysis as a leader.
Right.
And then maybe we need to do a better job, maybe share how we could do that is however it comes out is not bad. It's how God made you.
Absolutely. There's no wrong answer. You know, and so when you do that assessment, it's kind of like, well, let's use a simple one we've talked about before, the five love languages.
Excellent.
So if your love language is gift giving, that's not wrong. Hmm. You know, if my love language is quality time, that's not wrong. But if you give me a gift and then go, oh man, I expressed my love. And then you walk away and I go, okay, the gift is nice, but I would have rather instead of the gift, let's just sit down and talk for a while.
Have a bagel.
That's what I would have liked more, you know? So that doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just the way that I'm wired. And so I think all of these assessments, but I've experienced that same thing when I've done assessments with teams where they've said, so are we okay? Well, yeah, you're okay. You're great. But I want you to have a window of insight into how your other teammates are hearing and processing what you're saying and how you're operating so that they don't think, oh, why they're missing it. No, they're doing it the way that God wired them to do it. Now let's all just understand that about each other.
Maybe dig a little deeper on how we would share the results of an assessment with the team in terms of like confidentiality. But I'm wondering about, you know, when you hear a coach talk about we've got good chemistry. Mm. chemistry can come out of a good assessment if shared. Like, sure. Hey, Mary's joining our team. Here's who Mary is. Mary has all of your assessment categories. And so you actually start maybe already with a lap around the track ahead of each other because you're knowledgeable.
Yes.
So I can't burst into Mary's office. I need to give her a heads up. That's how she works best. It will be tension in a company, tension amongst people, but conflict is avoidable if we use these well and share.
Yep. I'll use an example of my team. We did a training, an assessment on different styles of communication. So one of them is called a doer. And those are the people, this you may recognize yourself in any one of these four. The doers are kind of ready, fire, aim. Okay. And then
that's not good.
And it's you, it's who you are. Then there's the planner, and the planner is kind of ready, aim. And they never, you know, they want to make sure it's perfect before they pull the trigger. Then you have the visionary person. They're like not really thinking about firing or aiming. They're like thinking about how do we do all of this better? How does this all work? And then there's the people style of communication. They don't really care whether we're going out to the shooting range or we're going to have a picnic or whatever, just who's involved, what people are going to be there. And so when we did this training, we assigned colors to each of those things. And so everybody took their assessment, and we put things together in a little kind of button that we pinned on our shirt that was show. So like for me, I'm primarily a doer, but I'm also a vision. And so they put those two colors kind of half and half. Some people, they might have been a real big planner. Maybe three-fourths of their thing was the blue for planner, and then their one little piece for the people. And so we all wore our badges for a couple of weeks around the office, because then we would go like this. We'd point to it and say, listen, here's how the doer in me would describe this project that needs to be done. Is I'm going to give you bullet points. Bum, 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 bum. Here's what needs to be done. But you, I'm looking at your badge here, and you are a planner. So you don't want just bullet points. Mm-hmm. You want details. The who, what, where, when, why, how. And so that means me as a doer, I have to slow down. But you as a planner are realizing I have to speed up to get on that page with the doer. And so there was, for a week as we wore those things, that really helped people go, okay, well, I'd normally describe it like this. That's my native tongue. That's my native way of saying it. But I'm looking at your badge. You need to hear it like this. And so they really weren't labels. We kept referring to it. They were windows of insight into the other person. We weren't just going, oh, well, of course you would feel that way. You're a people person. And you
can't
just
do that.
I've
done that.
Well, then that goes back to that one of like, well, did I answer wrong? Yeah. Well, that's how you're making me feel, because you're saying, oh, as a planner, you're really just, and you get frustrated with them. But instead to say, okay, you're a planner. I need to speak in a language that you understand, that you get. And so that's how we did it. And it was very, I thought, very effective, and really kind of moved our team closer together.
Sometimes knowing the other person's strengths or tendencies or styles of leading and serving gives the person who knows the information, let's say it's me knowing about you, it gives me a pause versus just, you know, blurting out, you know, hey, can we get together? I'm in a meeting, you know.
Right.
And so it kind of allows a little bit of a classiness.
Sure.
A carefulness, not eggshells, but the interesting, you know, play you'd made on that word was, oh, yeah, of course you'd interpret it that way.
Right.
And so, but it allows us to understand better.
Well, I think even when you're checking your email and you get an email from somebody and you go, how, and you might think they're insensitive or they don't really care about this project. But then when you slow down for a second and go, oh, okay, well, I remember when we took the DISC assessment, okay, this was their score. And so, oh, okay, I get it. They're not trying to be short. They're not trying to be insensitive. I got it. They're just speaking their natural language. And what normally happens when we're in periods of stress, we kind of gravitate more to our strongest area or the one that's most predominant, because we really are trying to get something done. And so especially in stressful situations where it's already going to have some friction in there, mm-hmm. it's really good to have that oil of lubrication to say that pause. Okay, wait a minute. I remember I'm this way and you're this way. So you're not trying to be difficult. You're just being you. Okay. I got to be on the same page with you, you know, and that's what leaders do. And that's how leaders help as well. I think navigate conflict between other team members. Like, hold on a second. You guys are on the same team. You're just seeing it differently. Mm-hmm. But if you adjust and you adjust to see the other person's viewpoint, you're actually connecting.
One quality that I wish I had more of, that God didn't give me all I needed, I thought, was intuition. Mm. But an assessment is just another confirmation wrapped in your sure. intuition. So give us an example of maybe when you had an intuition, maybe you did a test, you had a second person talk to that person, and it all confirmed. Sure. How cool is that if the intuition is backed?
Absolutely. Well, I've seen it with myself, but here's where I especially see it. When I get the whole team together and I start going through, I say, okay, so if you scored high in this one, here are some characteristics that we would expect to see. And I start going through and watch them go and then watch their friends go, oh yes, that is you.
Right.
And so it is kind of that intuition. Like if I would have had the name for that thing before, I would have known to say, oh, that's you. But now that I've heard it, that there's just that confirmation of the intuition that I already had before. So I really do think that, you know, it shouldn't be when you take an assessment, you look at the results and go, what? That's not me at all. You probably were lying on your answers, but mm-hmm. if you probably look at the assessment and go, yep, that's me. And then you show it to your friend and they go, yep, that's you. You know.
Maybe share a little bit about when the assessment doesn't come back too good. Like it may not be a fit. It may be a similar trait that you had before on the team and that didn't go well. What do we do with that as leaders?
Well, again, I don't think that it's, I don't know that I would say that an assessment came back wrong. I would put it on me first as the leader to say, I don't think I have that person in the right place mm-hmm. on the team. Maybe we need to redefine some of your job skills or your job responsibilities because of what we've, you know, I'm asking you to do something maybe with customer service that you just don't have the skill for. And so because you want to be a part of the team, you've been working at it, but it just doesn't flow very well. And so I don't want to ask you to be somebody that you're not. I want to say, let me let you be who you are. I was thinking about when we were getting ready for this, I was thinking about our fine producer sitting over here around the corner, my son Harrison.
His name is Harrison.
Yes, who's
quite amazing.
Who's a nice lefty as well as you are. Yeah. And I remember when we'd be playing wiffle ball in the backyard, and I figured out really quickly that he had some quick hands and he liked the pitch inside. He could pull
for
his hands
sure.
through real quick and yeah. spin on it.
Yeah.
But if I threw it outside, he had a hard time getting his bat around over there. So when we had, especially when his friends were over and I really wanted him to, you know,
possibly miss the ball,
then I pitched him inside and then he would just bam, you know, oh, there it goes over the fence. Bam. Oh, there goes another. That's what we should be doing as leaders. That's the reason why we take these assessments. We take them ourselves so that we know how we're communicating. We take them to understand our teammate. We have our teammates take it so that we understand. And then we can say, all right, if I move you to this department and give you these job responsibilities, bam, and you're going to be hitting it over the fence every time. Right. And that's what we want to do. Now, sometimes you'll take the assessments and you'll say, boy, if we put all of us are all really good right here and we got these zones over here that we don't have anybody on our team, we need to bring in some new teammates that have these kind of attributes, these kind of skills, because we're robbing ourselves of some success.
I think the assessment tool subject really allows leaders to craft a complete team. Mm-hmm. One finishing subject or quote. So recognition is a really important tool for leaders. intuition gives us that a little bit. We can recognize it. I kind of like how she does that. You know, right. he really handled that situation really well. We need him on our team, or we need him to be handling more things for our team. The tools, though, can give us even better recognition than just the natural eye.
Yes.
Maybe finish up with that.
Well, there's an old proverb that says that the best mirror is a good friend's eye. Somebody else who will knows you and can see that. And so, listen, I don't take these assessments and then say, maybe go to my next door neighbor and say, hey, could you take this assessment? I really would like to know where you are, but I want to get to know it really well so I can spot it in my next door neighbor, in my coworkers, in my friends, and be able to help them. But the good eye sometimes comes from outside. And that's why we like to do the coaching. That's we want to be your friend, and we want to use our eye and our years of experience. We've had, between the two of us, we've had all kinds of experience in for-profit businesses, nonprofit businesses, government-based organizations, all these different places, church world. We've seen it all. And so we can give you some insight that maybe you're missing. And maybe, as Greg said, you kind of intuitively kind of sense some things, but you really don't know how to put a handle to it. That's what we do with coaching. So it's a free thing for you to do. Just go to maximizeleadership.com. Go to our website, and there is a link on there for our coaching huddles. If you go down to the bottom, there's a form that you can fill out with your contact information. No obligation at all. Just fill that out, and we'll get in touch with you. One of us will talk with you. We'll just spend some time on the phone. We'll ask you some questions about yourself, about your organization, about your dreams, maybe even some of your frustrations. And then we'll tell you honestly whether we think that there'd be a good fit in one of our coaching huddles or one-on-one coaching. And if not, we'll find a better place that will fit with you. So there's no obligation, but that will really help you move forward in your leadership ability. These episodes, these Craig and Greg Show episodes, we want to get some ideas from you on topics that we can discuss. So you can reach out to us on Twitter, Maximize Podcast for the whole show. Greg's Twitter is at Greg Harris. I am at Craig T. Owens. Any one of us, you can reach out to us and say, hey, you know, why don't you guys talk about this? And we'll share some ideas on another broadcast. So we want to help you get better, grow your leadership, and enjoy the fruits of that as you move your team farther ahead. Stay tuned. We got more great content coming up soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.